2015 was a year of triumph for the LGBT community. In June of that year, the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is legal throughout the country. But 2016 has been less clear. States have become the new battleground for LGBT rights, NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
Usually, at just about every Hillary Clinton campaign event you attend, you're going to see rainbows and letters LGBT.
She's no Beyonce or RuPaul or any of the other gay icons that we have. But, you know, Hillary Clinton is very close to gay icon status.
Matt Hershey lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. I met him at a Hillary rally in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hershey, like a lot of other LGBT people this year, is still celebrating the achievements of last year.
You would have asked me growing up that my parents would accept me for being gay or that I'd be able to get married. I'd probably laugh because, well, I probably wouldn't do anything. I'd run away scared because I wasn't out yet. But I would probably be very skeptical of it.
But Hershey says not everything is great. In North Carolina, activists have been fighting HB2, the so-called bathroom bill, which prevents transgender people from using bathrooms corresponding to the gender they identify with. Winnie Stackelberg at the Center for American Progress, she says state bills like HB2 show how the fight over LGBT issues has changed.
The issues that affect the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community are less national issues in this election than they are state-specific issues.
And she says marriage was just the tip of the iceberg.
In about 30 states, LGBT people can be legally married and still be at risk of being fired from their job, denied a loan, evicted from their apartment, or thrown out of a restaurant.
Chad Griffin heads a human rights campaign, and he agrees.
Just in the last year alone, we've seen 204 anti-LGBTQ bills in 34 states.
But for a lot of people, winning marriage meant losing a rallying cry and losing focus on those 204 bills.
This is always a challenge when a group's issue gets defined really narrowly.
That's Miriam Young. She's with the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum. Young says, in a way, marriage sucked all the air out of the room and let some people forget about challenges still facing LGBT people.
Many advocates within the LGBT rights movement were wary of this as a strategy from the outset because we were concerned that this is exactly what would happen.
Nationally, about 3 in 4 LGBT people say they'll vote Democrat in the presidential race. And several gay rights groups say Hillary Clinton's platform on LGBT issues is the most progressive ever. But both candidates have offered at least some support for the community. Donald Trump went further than any previous GOP nominee has before at this year's Republican National Convention.
I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens.
But in spite of those words, the Log Cabin Republicans, a gay rights group, it refused to endorse Trump. Here's the group's president, Gregory T. Angelo.
Would he be governing as a President Trump who stood idly by as the GOP passed what I term the most anti-LGBT platform in the party's 162-year history? Or would he govern as the candidate we saw the following week at the convention?
Ivan Espinoza Madrigal heads the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice. He says whoever wins, he wants to see more movement on things like HIV/AIDS and protections for transgender people, especially transgender people of color.
We don't talk about the needs of these communities that are at the intersections of oppression because it's not as sexy. It doesn't have a white picket fence attached to it. It doesn't have a wedding ring attached to it.
The question facing the LGBT community going forward is how to build a picket fence for it all. Sam Sanders, NPR News.